email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now we say good afternoon to Tom Keogh, founder and managing director of Keogh's Crisps. He's here with me in studio, and Tom is taking on quite the challenge, 26 Mountains to Mayo, and it's all in aid of Cancer Fund for Children. Tom and his mates are hoping to raise 1 million euro for Cancer Fund for Children. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Ray. Yeah. Thanks for having me in.
Do we have 26 mountains?
Well, we have 32 counties, but my understanding is that some of the peaks are actually the borderline in two counties. So when you get to 32 counties, actually 26 peaks will get you across them.
Yes, and you have the list here, and you've asterisked the ones that are that. So, for example, Galtymore is Limerick Tipperary border. So by doing that one, you're doing...
We do the two counties.
Everyone knows the highest mountain in Ireland, but I suppose if you're in a pub quiz and you're asked what are the next two, would you know?
Not yet, but no. I'll tell you in 3 weeks' time.
Well, Galtymore is number three, and I think Lugnaquilla, according to my information.
Lugnaquilla
is the second, I think. That's in Wicklow. Yeah. So a million, that's a lot for Cancer Fund for Children. Mm-hmm. And they, because they help families who have children with cancer.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's important to you.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a cause that's very close to my heart. Just my own family experience. Week before Christmas, 2021. I'd been building a house for about 18 months before that, and we were rushing to get into the house, and we just noticed some bruising on my 5-year-old son's body. And the morning we woke up, the first morning in the new house, he actually had bruising on his tongue inside his mouth. We ended up in Temple Street.
What does that look like? It was discoloured, right?
Darkening, yeah. So
it started with...
bruising.
Yeah.
Which we just thought, oh, he was, you know, typical 5-year-old in school, bouncing off walls.
Yeah.
But ended up in Temple Street on the Saturday morning. And within an hour and a half, he was diagnosed with probable leukemia. Obviously devastating for myself and my wife. And obviously coming up to Christmas then, they couldn't get tests done, etc. So we were in Temple Street. Son got very sick because he actually had no immune system when they tested him. So obviously he picked up everything that was in the A&E that day. He got extremely unwell. We were transferred to St. John's Ward in Crumlin, the cancer ward, as we came to find out. And that turned out to be our home then for the next 4 or 5 months. Earlier in the new year then, he was actually diagnosed with a thing called very acute aplastic anemia, which is a fatal disease. Basically, your bone marrow shuts off.
Right.
Stops making blood and all its constituents. So,
the bruising just happens without hitting off anything or hitting off the slightest thing?
Yeah, because the blood cannot repair the bruising, and you bruise very, very easily.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a common symptom across lots of cancers would be early
and
bruising.
This is very rare, this?
About 3 children a year in Ireland get the acute form of it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's fatal. My son has been kept alive with blood transfusions until we could find...
What was that like for you and your wife?
It was living hell.
Yeah.
But listen, I was blessed. Like, I was in such a great situation. Like, my wife's a nurse. The business at home, a fantastic team that jumped in there and took control. And even my wife's parents, they took our younger daughter, you know, so we had everything on our side, you know, which was really great. And the people in Crumlin were just amazing, but not everybody is in that position. And that's why, you know, I'm doing this fundraiser. But,
so Peter, he's in and he has this fatal condition.
Yeah.
And he's living off other people's blood.
Yes.
And what you're brought into rooms, obviously, and people are having serious chats with you.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And, you know, somebody can walk in the door and change your life forever, you know, in 2 seconds. You know, that's the kind of chats we were having. And the best possible chance of recovery here is a bone marrow transplant. And to get a bone marrow transplant match, the best is obviously to get a sibling. We'd a 25% chance of that. And unbelievably, Peter's little sister, Heather, who was 3 years old at the time, she knocked it out of the park and came in as a match. So we then, Heather had her team, Peter had his team, and we then had to get lots of tests done on Heather. There was blood sent all over the world, the same with Peter. And I don't know if you remember the Canadian trucker strike in 2022, my daughter's bloods were actually caught in the trucker strike, and it actually delayed his transplant at one stage. It
was, what are the chances?
I was a real roller coaster. But listen, here to, like, everything went to plan. Heather donated her bone marrow. It was extracted, I think it was the 15th of March, 2022.
What were you told about that operation?
It was obviously going to be quite a difficult operation for her.
Yeah. She was three.
She was 3 years old, but she was old enough, like as the consultant told us, they've done it on babies before, right, when they had to, you know. But she's a little trooper. Like, she's incredible. And I remember arriving in hospital, and she just was so delighted to be in hospital because she was just wondering where mammy and daddy had been for so long. And it all went well, and we did the transfusion. I'll never forget it, the 15th of March, that afternoon, we did the transfusion. And 9 days later, Peter started to develop little markers in his blood to show that the transplant was starting to take place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so incredible.
What do you say to a three-year-old, you know, that you need to take their bone marrow, and that by doing that, it's going to save their big brother's life?
Well,
do you have that chat, or do you just, what do you do?
They still don't realise really what they've done.
No.
And I laugh at my daughter because she doesn't call it bone marrow. She calls it bow and arrow. So when they're having an argument, you know, and it gets really to the bone, she might say, but I give you my bone arrow. Yeah. So they don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what age is Heather now?
Heather's just turned 6, right, and Peter's just turned 9. Yeah, yeah. He actually had his communion on Friday.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that is going to be a big part of their life, isn't it?
Oh, it will be. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's a big part of my life. It's a big part of my wife's life and all our family. Yeah. You know, and I think we are the better for it coming out of it. You know, every day is a little bit more special than it was before.
Yeah. And you were in St. John's, which is the cancer ward out in Crumlin, but they didn't have a ward for Peter. That was the ward, although he didn't have cancer.
It's actually very like cancer.
Right.
Like with cancer, your bone marrow basically allows bad cells through. With his condition, it just completely shuts down and kills the blood cells, right, and doesn't let them out. So it's treated in exactly the same way.
And is it hereditary or?
No. No, he didn't have the hereditary form.
He didn't?
No, no. But like they couldn't put a finger on why it came. It just happened. There's a few ideas. There was a few diseases around the families, etc. at the time. Obviously, COVID, we were during COVID then.
Yes.
That might have been a factor too, but they cannot say exactly why it happened.
That in itself is scary, isn't it?
Really scary. Yeah. Really,
you know,
scary.
When there's something happens with a machine or something, you like to know.
Yeah.
What the fault is, yeah. You know, you do like to know.
And that's probably from my background, you know, farming and machinery,
yes,
etc. Like, okay, something's broke, you fix it.
Yeah.
Here was something that happened in my life.
And why was it broken? That's
and
the thing, yeah.
I just couldn't understand it, and there's nothing I could do about it. And it didn't matter who you were, what you did. You could have all the money in the world,
yeah,
it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You were in that room, and there's nothing you could do more to help that little child.
So as a result, direct result, you're taking on this challenge,
yes,
26 mountains to Mayo.
Mm.
So you're doing the highest point in all 32 counties. In how many days?
It's 9 days, kicking off the 7th of June. Yeah,
right.
Friday the 7th of June. We're starting with Errigal and Donegal. We're working all the way across Ulster. Then we're working down across the Midlands into Leinster, across down to Munster and up through Connacht. And we're finishing in Mayo on the 15th. Yes.
So what are the logistics? So you're driven to the sea level at the bottom of the thing. Is that it?
You're bottom of the mountain, you're dropped off.
Yeah.
And basically you have a time and you need to get up that mountain and get down that mountain and back to the bus and then move on to the next mountain. So we're talking 3 to 4 mountains every day. It's a considerable undertaking. Yeah. So there's definitely a level of fitness required. As the guide told me there, we did a climb last Thursday, a training climb with my team back home, and we did Mallin in Wicklow. And they said, you don't need to be like a V12 Ferrari engine here. You need to be the little tut tut diesel engine
right,
that
yeah.
just keeps on going. It doesn't stop.
Yeah. How many of you are there?
There is about 24 in total.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone. Okay. So the entry to it, everybody had to raise about 50,000
right.
50,000 euro. So we're well on the way. I think at the moment we've about 750,000 euro raised. And that is to build this respite centre in Cong in County Mayo. There's one in County Down. a Daisy Lodge.
Yes.
And that's for children affected by cancer and their families. They can go there for respite. They can also isolate there. That's something that relates to me. We had to isolate as a family for a long time because my son didn't have an immune system.
So you and your wife had to stay with him then?
In the house.
Oh, so that's why Heather missed you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So it's important that these facilities are there. And at the moment, there's only one family in seven that actually request the use of these facilities, actually get to use them.
Right.
So it's greatly oversubscribed. So we need to get one built down here in Southern Ireland.
So they're copying. I know the one up there. And they're on lovely scenic part of
Cong.
Of Mayo. Yeah,
beautiful.
Cong, yeah. Yeah. Quiet man country.
Quiet man country, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And how far are they? How much do they need to raise in total?
Well, our target's 1 million.
Yes.
Yeah, we're well on the way to do that.
Yes.
The site has been secured. Construction is starting 1st July. And the total amount, the support come from all areas. Cancer Fund for Children is one key one. And the total bill cost, I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Yes, yeah.
But this money is going to go a long way towards making it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are they mates or are they just random people? That are doing
these guys,
it. Yeah,
and girls. There's a good few friends in it. Good cohort from Northern Ireland. A lot of the guys I would know just from doing business in different areas around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all great people, and a lot of these people have similar stories to mine. You know, they have been affected in some way by cancer in their family, so there's a great reason for them to be doing this.
Yeah. So what is your fitness level? You mentioned a sort of a dry run there last week.
Well, listen, I'm very lucky. Like, I go to the gym there in the mornings down by Brigham, and they've been keeping me on my toes down there. So yeah, I've a good level of fitness there. I do the sea swimming down in Skerries as well in the morning, so that keeps you fit.
Yeah.
And just I'm doing the evening runs and stuff like that. So I've probably the fittest I've been since I stopped playing football about 10 years ago.
Right,
so
okay. Yeah.
I think I'll be all right.
Right. And Heather, what a star! What a
incredible
star! Yeah, what a star. Okay, just while you're here, because and this isn't, you know, we're not tagging this on. I'm tagging it on, not you. You're tagging it on. I believe you have a new flavour because I'm, you know my obsession with crisps.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, well, it was your son Tom.
Yes.
Like, it was a sweet chili.
Yes.
Chili
yes.
cheese.
Yes.
Chili cheese. Well, we actually have a ghost chili and sour cream.
Right.
Which is like chili and cheese.
Yes,
ghost chili and sour cream.
No, the last time we were talking to you, you actually did bespoke flavours and we tested them out. It was good. It's hard to beat cheese and onion. You know, it is the king flavour, isn't it?
Yeah. Cheese and onion, 60% of the Irish.
Is it?
Yeah.
60%?
It is, yeah, yeah. But I tell you a story, that competition we did with G-Way, that was a couple of years back.
Yes.
We developed the cashew blue flavour. And today that is a huge flavour selling all across America.
Right.
Really is. Yeah.
And because the cashel is it? Probably. That's
it's the blue
of
cheese.
The attraction.
Yeah, the cashel blue cheese. And we.
Strong flavour.
The real provenance behind it. And, you know, we're buying a lot of cheese out off the Grub family in cashel blue. Right. Yeah.
So the new flavour is what? What did you call it?
Ghost chili and sour cream. And they're Irish ghost chilies grown by the Taylor brothers out in Lusk in County Dublin.
There you go. So, Tom, do you want to direct people towards the fundraising site there?
Yes, cancerfundforchildren.com. If you want to log on to that and just scroll down and they'll see the 26 Mountain Challenge.
Yeah.
Click on that and you can donate directly to the charity there. Yeah,
right.
And it's all recorded.
Okay, pack the energy bars and good luck with it. So you're starting off the end of next week, not the end of this.
Yes, 7th of June.
7th of June, right. Good luck with that. Tom Keogh, founder and managing director of Keogh's Crisps and one of the people taking part in the 26 Mountains to Mayo, all in aid of Cancer Fund for Children. Thanks, Tom. Thank you very much. That's it from us. Cormac is on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.